This is so unlike you, brother. So clandestine. Are you sure you wouldn't rather just punch your way out?
If you keep speaking, I just might.
Fine, as you wish. I'm not even here. Is this better?
It's better company, at least.
Perhaps you prefer one of your new companions, given that you seem to like them so much.
Oh, this is much better. Whoa. Costume's a bit much. So tight. But the confidence. I can feel the righteousness surging. Hey, you want to have a rousing discussion about truth, honor, patriotism? God bless them!
After finishing the final Iron Man movie in the trilogy, we are on to the second movie in the Thor trilogy, which is, yes, you guessed it, Thor Dark World, movie number 2 in Phase 2. Thor Dark World came out on November 8, 2013. That is over 10 years ago, 11 years ago. On a budget of It says on a budget of 150 to 272 million. I don't know why the hell it says that. Whatever. Regardless, the movie had, I would say, a successful box office at $648 million. You gotta think, that was over 10 years ago. That's a lot of money. And now not a lot of movies even cross the 400 threshold. So I think Thor Dark World did really well. I think, though, I might have to eat crow. I shit on this movie so much. It was the epitome of ass. For me, whenever I covered something bad, I'd always reference Thor Dark World as the basis for all things bad. It's like, how bad is it in relation to Thor Dark World? I gotta eat crow. Like, it was a lot of fun. I can't believe it. It was such a good superhero film. And I have a feeling it's not gonna be the worst Thor film that I rank. Actually, Thor Dark World was awesome. Exceptionally done. No complaints. Psych, there's complaints. Nothing's perfect, but Thor Dark World was a really good time. I really enjoyed it. Freya dying sent me into an abyss of sadness. It was so sad. And she's badass. She did not go out like a wimp. She kicked ass and really gave that crazy demon elf a run for his money. For those of you that haven't seen this film in a while, I'll give you a little hint of what happened. So you have these dark elves who want to plunge the universe into darkness. Then you have Natalie Portman's character, Jane Foster, who hasn't seen Thor in a while because he had to destroy the Rainbow Bridge. So she's been kind of like following all this crazy sciencey stuff around. And it brings her to this like alternate dimension where the elves are. And then she gets this like ether, which makes her have to go to Asgard to get it out and blah, 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 blah. And then they get into this big fight with these elves who try to destroy the universe, basically. Thor is jacked as usual. If Loki gets better, Loki may be getting better, a better acting performance with each film, but Thor's getting more jacked each film. Woo! Mad props, bro. I wish I could have abs like that. He's also a great actor. Like, Chris Hemsworth can act. He perfectly embodies Thor. In this film, he's become more of a leader in Asgard as opposed to the funny, like, silly guy that we saw in the first Thor movie. He doesn't want to take the throne, so his dad's like, oh, I have one son who wanted too much and one son who doesn't want it at all. Tom Hiddleston is gotta be, like, one of the best dramatic actors in the MCU, at least at this point. I would tie him with Robert Downey Jr. We just didn't get much Loki time, you know, until the TV series. But I would say Tom Hiddleston is tied with Robert Downey Jr. as the best dramatic actors I've seen in the MCU. Like, I love Chris Evans too. Like, he's excellent. But in terms of like purely dramatic performances, I'd have to give it to RDJ and Tom Hiddleston. They crushed it. But let's talk more about Loki. There was one scene where after Freya dies, Thor goes up to him and he's like, don't hide, brother. And Tom Hiddleston's just like, fine, whatever. And then he eliminates the illusion and you see him just broken and sad, mourning over Freya. Because up until this point, he portrayed this tough exterior who didn't care about the family at all. But you really saw how much he cared about his mother. That hit him hard. Which, now that I think of it, in Loki, that's the Avengers Loki. So the Tom Hiddleston in that Loki doesn't know his mom's dead yet. That's sad. The villain in Thor Dark World was portrayed by Christopher Eccleston. Where do I know Christopher Eccleston from? Oh yeah, The Leftovers. He was so good in The Leftovers. He was also in 28 Days Later and Doctor Who. Yeah, he's been in a lot of good stuff. You would know him if you saw a picture. In this film, Zachary Levi replaces Josh Dallas as Fandral. Anthony Hopkins is always good as Odin. I would love a young Odin TV series. The visuals were great. Lady Sif was awesome. Lady Sif is probably... she's coming back. They listed for the next Thor film, which is going to be awesome. I think it's set before Secret Invasion. Kat Dennings was really good. I'm just going through the acting list. Kat Dennings as Darcy was just, again, excellent as always. Ray Stevenson, oh, so sad. Rest in peace, Ray. Definitely going to miss the guy. He was such a good actor. Man, the Skarsgårds are excellent actors. It's a family of top-notch actors. So yeah, if I could sum up Thor Dark World, I would say go watch it again. It's going to surprise you. Same with The Hulk. The Hulk was excellent. That really shocked me. I did not remember it being that good. It's too sad. The MCU could be in a such better place if they just, I don't know, approach things a little differently. F-bomb, man. F-bomb. The action was great in Thor Dark World. There was lots of good humor. The visuals, the VFX were solid. I loved the villain. The Dark Elves were good. The Aether was really cool. Freya's sacrifice was awesome. Like the way she fought off that big elf before she died. Great work. Natalie Portman, great work. Chris Hemsworth, great work. Tom Hiddleston is always just excellent. All around, there was no... what's the phrase? All around in Thor Dark World, I would say there were no weak links. Excellent performances all around. Solid story, solid visuals. Really surprised me. I take back all the bad things I said about it. I'm not saying it's the greatest MCU film ever. You'll find out where it is when I give you my rankings. But I will say it was the measure of badness. Like it was the base point. Everything, it started at Thor Dark World and everything was above it. Like it was the base point of all badness. I guess I don't know how to word it. That's how bad I remembered it. Not at all. Not at all. So the question is, for all these good things, where am I putting Thor Dark World? Where does it rank? It's going to come in at number 7 ahead of Iron Man 3. So we're going to go The Avengers 1, Captain America 2, Iron Man 3, The Hulk 4, Thor 5, Iron Man 2 in number 6, then you have Thor Dark World in number 7 and Iron Man 3 in number 8. That's not an indictment on Iron Man 3. It's just I thought Thor Dark World was better. Sorry. Just the way I feel, y'alls. I don't want to lose you by saying nice things about Thor Dark World, but I love you. Keep listening. Come on. Next week, we have a banger to talk about. That is Captain America, the Winter Soldier. There's no way this movie doesn't hold up. It's going to rank so high. There's no way. Come on. Tune in next week to hear me talk about it. Oh, it's going to be sick.